Part 5. Epilogue. The Last Chapter. I am Harry Seldon, former First Minister to Emperor Cleon I, Professor Emeritus of Psychohistory at Streeling University on Trentor, Director of the Psychohistory Research Project, Executive Editor of the Encyclopedia Galactica, Creator of the Foundation. It all sounds quite impressive, I know. I have done a great deal in my 81 years, and I am tired. Looking back over my life, I wonder if I could have, should have, done certain things differently. For instance, was I so concerned with the grand sweep of psychohistory that the people and events that intersected my life sometimes seemed inconsequential by comparison? Perhaps I neglected to make some small incidental adjustments here or there that would have in no way compromised the future of humanity, but might have dramatically improved the life of an individual dear to me. Hugo, Rach, I can't help but wonder, was there something I could have done to save my beloved Doors? Last month, I finished recording the Crisis holograms. My assistant, Gail Dornick, has taken them to Terminus to oversee their installation in the Seldon Vault. He will make sure that the vault is sealed and that the proper instructions are left for the eventual openings of the vault during the crises. I'll be dead by then, of course. What will they think, those future Foundationers, when they see me, or more accurately, my hologram, during the first crisis, almost 50 years from now? Will they comment on how old I look, or how weak my voice is, or how small I seem bundled in this wheelchair? Will they understand, appreciate, the message I've left for them? Ah, well, there's really no point in speculating. As the ancients would say, the die is cast. I heard from Gail yesterday. All is going well on Terminus. Bor Aluren and the project members are flourishing in exile. I shouldn't gloat, but I can't help but chuckle when I recall the self-satisfied look on the face of that pompous idiot Ling Chen when he banished the project to Terminus 2 years ago. Although, ultimately, the exile was couched in terms of an imperial charter, a state-supported scientific institution and part of the personal domain of His August Majesty the Emperor, the Chief Commissioner wanted us off Trentor and out of his hair, but he could not bear the thought of giving up complete control. It is still a source of secret delight to know that it was Lass Zenoff and I who chose Terminus as Foundation's home. My one regret where Ling Chen is concerned is that we were not able to save Aegis. That emperor was a good man and a noble leader, even if he was imperial in name only. His mistake was to believe in his title, and the Commission of Public Safety would not tolerate the burgeoning imperial independence. I often wonder what they did to Aegis. Was he exiled to some remote outer world, or assassinated like Cleon? The boy child who sits on the throne today is the perfect puppet emperor. He obeys every word Ling Chen whispers in his ear and fancies himself a budding statesman. The palace and trappings of imperial life are but toys to him in some vast fantastical game. What will I do now? With Gail finally gone to join the Terminus group, I am utterly alone. I hear from Wanda occasionally. The work at Star's End continues on course. In the past decade, she and Stettin have added dozens of mentalics to their number. They increasingly grow in power. It was the Star's End contingent, my secret foundation, who pushed Ling Chen into sending the encyclopedists to Terminus. I miss Wanda. It has been many years since I've seen her, sat with her quietly, holding her hand. When Wanda left, even though I had asked her to go, I thought I would die of heartbreak. That was perhaps the most difficult decision I ever had to make, and although I never told her, I almost decided against it. But for the Foundation to succeed, it was necessary for Wanda and Stettin to go to Star's End. Psychohistory decreed it. So perhaps it wasn't really my decision after all. I still come here every day, to my office in the Psychohistory building. I remember when this structure was filled with people day and night. Sometimes I feel as if it's filled with voices, those of my long-departed family, students, colleagues. But the offices are empty and silent. The hallways echo with the whir of my wheelchair motor. I suppose I should vacate the building, return it to the university to allocate to another department. But somehow, it's hard to let go of this place. There are so many memories. All I have now is this, my prime radiant. This is the means by which psychohistory can be computed, through which every equation in my plan may be analyzed. All here in this amazing small black cube. As I sit here, this deceptively simple-looking tool in the palm of my hand, I wish I could show it to R. Daniil Oliva. But I am alone, and need only to close a contact for the office lights to dim. As I settle back in my wheelchair, the prime radiant activates, its equations spreading around me in three-dimensional splendor. To the untrained eye, this multicolored swirl would be merely a jumble of shapes and numbers. But for me, and Hugo, Wanda, Gail, this is psychohistory come to life. What I see before me, around me, is the future of humanity. 30,000 years of potential chaos compressed into a single millennium. That patch, glowing more strongly day by day, is the terminus equation. And there, skewed beyond repair, are the Trantor figures. But I can see, yes, softly beaming, a steady light of hope. Star's End. This was my life's work. My past. Humanity's future. Foundation. So beautiful, so alive. And nothing can. Doors. Selden, Harry. Found dead, slumped over his desk in his office at Streeling University, in 12,069 GE, 1 FE. Apparently, Selden had been working up to his last moments on psychohistorical equations. His activated prime radiant was discovered clutched in his hand. According to Selden's instructions, the instrument was shipped to his colleague, Gail Dornick, who had recently emigrated to Terminus. Selden's body was jettisoned into space, also in accordance with instructions he'd left. The official memorial service on Trantor was simple, though well attended. It is worth noting that Selden's old friend, former First Minister Ato Demerzel, attended the event. Demerzel had not been seen since his mysterious disappearance immediately following the Joranumite conspiracy during the reign of Emperor Cleon I. Attempts by the Commission of Public Safety to locate Demerzel in the days following the Selden Memorial proved to be unsuccessful. Wanda Selden, Harry Selden's granddaughter, did not attend the ceremony. It was rumored that she was grief-stricken and had refused all public appearances. To this day, her whereabouts from then on remain unknown. It has been said that Harry Selden left this life as he lived it, for he died with the future he created unfolding all around him. Encyclopedia Galactica. This concludes the reading of Forward the Foundation by Isaac Asimov. This book was read by Larry A. McKeever.